AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The matchups for the American League Division Series are set after both wildcard series finish with two-game sweeps by the road team. The Tigers are the first team this year to advance to the best of five division series by sending the Astros packing. This report from correspondent Adam Spillane.
Andy Abanez capped a four-run eighth inning with a two-out bases-clearing pinch hit double as the Tigers completed a wild card series sweep with a 5-2 win over the Astros. The hit came with two strikes off Josh Hader and helped send the Tigers to the ALDS where they'll play Cleveland. Tigers manager A.J. Hinch.
This is a young group celebrating in our clubhouse. In what was an incredible series for us and a microcosm of our season. I mean, we've come from behind. We have fought. We have played 27 outs, like all the things that a manager can be proud of.
Parker Meadows hit a home run for Detroit, while seven Tigers pitchers held the Astros to five singles. The loss ends the Astros season before the ALCS for the first time since 2016.
They would be followed shortly by the Royals, who eke out a victory in Baltimore that earns them a trip to the Bronx. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Bobby Witt Jr. beat out an infield single in the top of the sixth inning to score the go-ahead run as the Royals beat the Orioles 2-1 to sweep their wild card series and move on to the divisional series against the Yankees in New York on Saturday.
I think it's the start of something special. Like I keep saying, we didn't come this far just to come this far, and so we're just going to keep getting after it and keep trying to create our own legacy. And so it's pretty special to see what this team has done this year.
Vinny Pascantino gave the Royals the lead with an RBI single in the first. It stayed that way until Cedric Mullins tied the game with a solo homer off Seth Lugo in the fifth. The Royals used five relievers to shut it down, with Anhel Serpa getting the win and Lucas Ursek getting his second save in as many days.
In the National League, the Padres earned a spot in the next round by finishing off a sweep of the Braves. Correspondent Philip Gaughan has the report.
Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill drove in a pair of runs, leading the San Diego Padres to a 5-4 win over the Atlanta Braves in Game 2 of the National League Wild Card Series. After the Braves took their only lead of the series on a sacrifice fly by Marcell Ozuna, the Padres responded with a 5-run second inning off Atlanta starter Max Fried. Kyle Higashioka started a 2-out rally with a solo home run, followed by singles to load the bases for Machado, who then doubled the left field, putting San Diego ahead. Then Merrill tripled, capping the 5-run inning.
First inning, we get bases loaded, no outs, and we don't score. But we don't look back and we move forward. Six straight two-out hits. I don't think that happens very often. So that's what you call a band of brothers, just working together and trying to pack on the runs.
The series sweep sends the Padres to the National League Division Series versus the Dodgers starting Saturday in Los Angeles.
But the Brewers make sure the wild card round will have one more game. Correspondent Chuck Freeman joins us from Milwaukee after a wild finish.
Looked like the Brewers were headed for another early playoff exit, but they rallied in the eighth inning with the home run bat for a 5-3 win over the Mets. Garrett Mitchell, who entered the game as a pinch runner earlier, snapped the 3-3 tie with a two-run homer off Mets reliever Phil Maton. Mitchell says the Brewers fed off the crowd in the eighth.
You felt it, and so it was like they were just waiting for something to erupt, you know? And so that, I think just like at that point, it was just wanting to celebrate with them, you know, like throwing your hands up running around the bases.
To start the eighth inning, it was rookie Jackson Churio with the tying home run, also off Maton. The Mets scored three runs over the first two innings, but they were shut out the rest of the game, mostly by the Brewers' bullpen.
Week 5 gets ready to kick off in the NFL. A star point guard is expected to miss time due to injury, and Michael Jordan's racing team is suing NASCAR. That and more is coming up after this. Thursday, we'll see the start of Week 5 in the NFL as the Falcons host the Buccaneers with the lead in the NFC South on the line. The 3-1 Bucs will again miss starting right tackle Luke Getege, who remains in concussion protocol. He's one of five Bucs players listed as out on the injury report. Atlanta will be without linebacker Troy Anderson, who has a knee injury. Meanwhile, a pair of key players in the AFC East are expected to miss the remainder of the NFL season. This report from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Dolphins pass rusher Jalen Phillips and Patriots center David Andrews are both set to undergo season-ending surgeries. Phillips suffered a right knee injury during Monday's loss to the Titans. Andrews exited Sunday's loss at San Francisco with a shoulder injury. Cowboys receiver Brandon Cooks will be sidelined for Dallas's game against the Steelers with a knee injury. Giants rookie wideout Malik Nabers missed practice Wednesday with a concussion. Browns running back Nick Chubb is back at practice for the first time since a season-ending knee injury last year, and the Vikings plan to open injured tight end TJ Hawkinson's practice window this week.
The Dallas Mavericks say point guard Luka Doncic injured his calf in preseason practice and is going to be reevaluated in a week. The Mavericks, who are currently in Las Vegas for a three-day camp, have not said whether Doncic is with the team in Nevada or if he remained back in Dallas. The Mavericks are coming off their first trip to the NBA Finals since 2011. Doncic led the league in scoring by qualified players, averaging nearly 34 points per game, and was a finalist for the league's Most Valuable Player Award. After leading them to the WNBA playoffs in each of the last two seasons, the Atlanta Dream announced Wednesday that they had fired head coach Tanisha Wright. Atlanta lost in the first round of the playoffs each of the last 2 years and finished 15-25 in the regular season last year. And the racing team owned by Basketball Hall of Famer Michael Jordan is suing NASCAR, claiming that the charter system the organization uses violates antitrust laws by binding teams to the series, its tracks, and its suppliers. NASCAR presented the system, which is used as a revenue-sharing model, to the 15 charter-holding teams in September. 13 of the teams signed, though most said they did so under duress or feeling threatened into signing. Jordan's team was one of two that did not sign. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.